Oysters are a popular item on many seafood restaurant menus. And Mike's Crab House in Riva, Maryland is no exception. It's one of more than 330 restaurants in Maryland, Virginia, and Washington, D.C. that now recycle their oyster shells.
It's a win-win for us. It's a win-win for the environment.
Mike's Crab House is one of the top 10 contributors to the program, which began in 2010 with 22 restaurants.
They make the list every year. They recycled 822 bushels this year, which is an amazing, amazing number.
I think I'm getting more customers here because they know I'm recycling them and they know it's good for the environment in the Chesapeake Bay.
Tony Price picks up the discarded oyster shells twice a week. He trucks them to a facility where another phase of the process begins.
I think today we had about 130 bushels in the truck, which is at capacity for it. It sits for about a year, kind of dries out. Sun, wind, rain, kind of just decomposes a little bit all the tissue that's left. Behind us is the shell washer. They're jets of high-pressure water from a pressure washing system. Tumbles the shell, just really gives it a nice cleaning so it comes out brilliant white like this, where as opposed to the stuff on the other side is the raw shell, basically, that's a little bit grayer.
These shells will become an oyster nursery. Inside the Maryland Center for Environmental Science Horn Point Oyster Hatchery, workers are getting larvae ready to be attached to the clean oyster shells.
We get adult oysters, we spawn them and create the babies, and then we grow those baby oysters for about 2 to 3 weeks. Then they mature, and then we attach them to shells.
The tiny baby oysters, called spat, now firmly attached to the recycled natural shells, are then put back in the Chesapeake Bay. Here, they'll grow and flourish, increasing the oyster population, while the man-made reef of recycled shells helps filter the bay water and provides a home for other underwater creatures. For writer Faiza El-Masri, I'm Faith Lapidus, VOA News.